presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on going solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
They recognize you by your wince when you walk, the yelp when you get up from a chair, hang too long at the buffet table rubbing your hip, and some expert will be at your side faster than you can ask which wine goes with Advil. Hold on, don't bother with the alerts, I know the rules. No ibuprofen with alcohol. I've read the warnings. Besides, there are so many other creative pain management plans that people are just dying to recommend. Admit to a lingering, undiagnosed, weird thing going on in your body that now has you hobbling and you enter a world of ready sympathizers. Mysterious pain draws people like a magnet, happy to share their stories and muscle relaxants and their chiropractor, who they insist you call right now. They become the lay advisors you consult in between doctor's exams. Members of the pulled muscle or torn tendon club, they not only feel your pain, they find it almost as fascinating as you do. Like you, they've suffered something the same and been desperate for relief. One's was a strained muscle in her glute, couldn't drive for a month, swears now by Tai Chi. Another's was a pinched nerve that zinged down his leg, lived on pain pills. His physical therapist is a miracle worker. They are a generous bunch full of compassion and understanding. A friend with a bad back delivered homeopathic anti-inflammatory and the name of her Rolfer. A colleague who knows about aching hips demonstrated her favorite stretches on the floor. The body works in secretive ways, and pain may strike for no apparent reason. Some think theirs came from shopping all day in high-heeled boots, banging into the kitchen table. The dog got big and yanked too hard on the leash. Could it be from carrying a grandchild around on my hip, I asked. They said. Or maybe it's stress. Or that big purse pulling on your shoulder. Or maybe it's because, ha-ha, we're all getting older. Well, we don't want that, do we? We'd rather have it be a fluke than some worn body part or some crippling bone disease or worse. We want something fixable. My doctor said my hip bones were good, my joints still working. My Reiki woman pronounced my chakras in good shape, but still I hurt. You need to start swimming and take glucosamine, said a friend on the phone from Washington. It sounds like you have arthritis. I told her I didn't think so. The x-rays show no arthritis. She says, I was in denial at first, too. Sounds like lower back, said the sciatica crowd. Not really. The doctor said if I can move my leg this way and that way, it's probably not sciatica. Bursitis, declared my sister, the nurse, who had the same pain in the same hip years ago. Could be genetic. It's the same with what you do to feel better. A real division of loyalties on icy baths versus heating pads. And don't even get them started on the little red pills that you take every 3 hours compared to the little blue ones that last for 12. Or the purple ice gel, the pink analgesic, the mentholated stick on patch, the balm that comes in an orange wrapper. In the end, my sister was right, and I joined the Bursitis Club. And now with the aid of the little blue pills, the purple gel, and a giant dose of cortisone shot into my hip from a horse-sized syringe, I am almost fully mobile. But let me say, if you have one of those things that grabs onto your hip and shoots down your thigh, come sit next to me. I'll give you my pillow and be happy to tell you what to do. For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.